are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for joining us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. So it looks like the new Congress has just been sworn in. The 113th Congress has convened, and Speaker John Boehner of Ohio has been reelected Speaker of the House. There was some unrest. There was some talk that he would be challenged yesterday for today's vote. But no, from what we understand, he did. He was voted in. As for Nancy Pelosi, she is going to be the Democratic minority leader, and she was voted in unopposed. Now, from what I understand, that there was a roll call, and 9 Republicans did vote against Speaker John Boehner, and then a handful of members did refuse to vote. Now, I think some of the issues that people had with our current Speaker of the House was the fiscal negotiations and his decision to call off a vote on the hurricane relief for Hurricane Sandy. We know that Republican congressmen from New York were pretty upset with that, as well as Chris Christie. And so, you know, I kind of take a look at this. I'm so glad I'm not in politics. I love being a doctor, and I love being in radio. I don't think I could even handle all this political baloney. But I really don't know what I would advise Boehner to do. I mean, obviously, nobody can even take my opinion. Nobody cares. I mean, I was, before the whole fiscal cliff negotiation, screaming how you just never raise taxes during a recession. And obviously, nobody listened. And so, are people mad that Boehner didn't stand firm and say, look, this is ridiculous, this is a horrible package? Or were they mad that he gave in not as easily, that he stood his ground too strong? The problem with politics is you will never please anybody. That's why I'm surprised anything gets done. You know, liberal senators were furious with the fiscal cliff bill because it didn't tax as many people as it should have, and they had to agree to, I think, what, just 50 billion in spending cuts, very tiny amount, a 40-to-1 ratio of taxes to spending cuts. Yeah. Whereas, you know, you have the conservatives going, are you kidding me? You're giving in to tax increases? Why the heck are we raising taxes now? And so, you know, you take a look, and true, you are going to hopefully avoid tyranny, in theory, okay, if you have multiple people that have the ability to vote, all right, and are able to voice their opinion in this great country of ours. But what I get nervous about is dictatorship can take over. When we have the type of Congress that we do with the Senate and the Republicans, where you do have a majority that, you know, do believe in things that, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense fiscally, you could very easily have Obama step in. Look at his executive decision. He very easily gave people raises. Right? He prevented the federal freeze. He let that expire, or he reversed that, so people got raises right before the fiscal cliff negotiations. I mean, we do have a president that can do what he wants when he wants. Then he went on vacation and he signed the legislation with his auto pen. All right? He's, you know, I mean, now we're all dealing with this mess. We're dealing with, you know, shorter, smaller paychecks. We're kicking the can down the road with the debt ceiling and more fiscal cliff legislation. And, you know, yeah, he's on vacation, of course. I mean, everybody's going to criticize the president for being on vacation because we all can't go on vacation. All right? None of us got to go on vacation. I did get to go on a camping trip 10 miles away from my house. I did do that overnight. I did. All right, but definitely didn't go to Hawaii. And we're all nervous. We're all very uneasy. Now, of course, the liberal media today was, you know, harping about how our do-nothing Congress and our do-nothing House is going to, still stay its course. And, you know, you're like, okay, really, did they do nothing? I mean, you know, what could they do? And where I get a little bit nervous is, some of you have been asking me, why doesn't Congress just defund Obamacare already? Congress was supposed to do that. Okay, well, what was supposed to happen if Mitt Romney won was Mitt Romney was supposed to make an executive decision to repeal Obamacare. All right, that was supposed to happen. Now, it didn't, obviously, because he wasn't reelected. All right, to defund Obamacare is probably going to be an attempt made. But this is where our politicians have to be careful. We may think we have a democratic system, but very easily, if we don't fix health care, the people are going to ask for Obama to dictatorial take over. They can do that. Now, if he does take over, we're looking again at then the public option. And the public option is where government takes over far too much our health care system. Right now with Obamacare, just to kind of quiesce us and keep, you know, the conservatives happy, like, all right, you guys could kind of work with private insurance companies and do these exchanges and, you know, we'll give, threaten employers to make sure they buy private insurance. Okay, that wasn't very realistic, and they knew gosh darn well it wasn't. So the problem, if Congress decides to just defund Obamacare, the more people that stay out of work because of the recent legislation prolonging the recession, I guess unemployment requests and applications jumped this week, obviously. We're after the season hiring, and people got fired after Christmas was over. You know, we're going to then have a huge public outcry for the free health insurance and for the health care that Obama promised. Obama and the Democrats already promised health care for all. We got to make good on that. And I got to be honest, as a doctor, I want everyone to have health care. I think it's a great idea. How practical is it? I don't know. I don't know how practical it is when we're already giving so much money and public services to illegal immigrants, and we're not taking in enough taxes because we're, you know, we don't have people working and not paying into the tax system. So I don't know how practical it is, but I would like that. I would love to live in a country where everybody has health care. I think that's phenomenal. I think that would be wonderful. But we already made that promise. So if we don't make good, government's going to step in and make good. And it's not going to be a very democratic process when that happens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also download our iPhone app and our Android app for free. Go to my website or go to your Android store or Apple store. It is free, and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like, not to mention connect with podcasts, etc. So I thought fast food chains were supposed to try to be more healthy. I guess Burger King is going to revamp its menu and copy McDonald's by selling chicken nuggets. They're going to sell it in orders of 4, 10, and 20. They say a 10-piece order of Burger King chicken nuggets is going to amount to 470 calories and 890 milligrams of sodium, which is almost identical to the 470 calories and 900 milligrams of sodium found in 10-piece McNuggets from McDonald's. According to Burger King's website, though, the nuggets are made with premium white meat, tender and juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, coated in a flavorful tempura-style batter. I am getting hungry. But I'm not a huge fan of the chicken nuggets. I like real chicken. I mean, I'm sure it's real chicken, but you know what I mean. You know, eating, you know, from the chicken leg, right? Okay. Burger King's crispier nuggets are going to replace the chicken tenders. Apparently, I think chicken nuggets actually started in the 70s, but McDonald's didn't bring them out until the 80s. I guess somebody was kind of playing around with the idea of chicken nuggets. There was a, I read the other day the history of the chicken nugget, and I guess it was in the 70s is when they were first playing around with the idea, but it didn't become popular until McDonald's launched it in the 80s. So I guess chicken items are supposed to be the healthier alternative, but as you can see, that's still a lot of calories and it's still a lot of salt. I urge you, you know, try to eat less fast food, please. All right. I really hate to do this to Burger King. It just, I don't know if it was the charbroiled. I've just never liked the Burger King taste. I know my husband loves it. My husband thinks their burgers taste better than McDonald's. Me, I just always like McDonald's. It just, to me, tastes better. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a shocker. Reuters is reporting that video games fail to soak kids' appetite for fruit. Really? They say healthy food advertising in the form of online games does not make kids crave more wholesome snacks. Really? This is a new study coming from the Netherlands. They say researchers expected children to choose to eat fruit after playing games that promoted fruit. Okay, I could have told you that. Was it Ms. Pac-Man that had the fruits? Remember you had Pac-Man? And then Ms. Pac-Man came out and you had all the fruits. I guess Pac-Man has fruits. You got the cherries, right? I never wanted to eat fruit after that. I wanted to eat fruit-flavored candy, maybe. So anyway, these are called adver games as marketing tools where I guess kids play games and it's supposed to be a form of advertisement. They say kids in the experiment ate more snacks after playing, but no more fruit than their peers. They think the games elicit hunger, and children like high-calorie snack foods more than fruit snacks, so they chose high-calorie snacks. So I guess this kind of backfired on them. Based on the group's results, Frans Volkvoord out of Netherlands said parents should be cautious about the effect of such online games, even if they think they are there to promote healthy eating. Children are not aware of the intentions of the marketers. Parents have to teach their children to be skeptical of those games. I mean, I could understand playing a video game, losing, and then going to the food for comfort food. You know, also, I think kids and adults don't know how to handle boredom. You know, they don't. People are so afraid of boredom that we're doing things differently. You notice that? You know, like, you know, driving in a car. Okay, you know, would listen to music, etc. You know, and then people are like, well, music isn't enough. I want to make sure I'm learning something. I want to make sure I'm multitasking. Okay? And then, you know, so I don't mind if you listen to radio because it's only kind of two things you're doing at the same time. You're driving and you're listening to radio. Actually, please listen to radio. That's why I have a job. So please listen to radio. But I notice a lot of people will go, okay, well, I'm working at home. I got to have the TV on. Or, I can't sit in a quiet room. There's this trend I'm noticing where people don't sit in a quiet room. Now, what is so devastating and so adverse about sitting in a quiet room? I mean, I even notice I do the same thing. But I don't do it because I'm afraid of the quiet room. I do it because I think I'm wasting valuable time. Like, for example, if I eat, you know, if I eat, I mean, I do eat. But let's say I have time to take a 5 or 10 minute lunch. I'm not going to sit and look at my lunch. I'm going to put the TV on so I get the news. I'm going to try to kill two birds with one stone. Or I'll surf the internet while eating, etc. But usually I'll put the TV on so I could get my news so I don't feel like I just wasted the 5 or 10 minutes eating. Now, again, that's a behavior we used to not do. I mean, remember when we grew up, the TV always had to be off when we ate. In fact, research has found that if you eat slowly, you chew your food slowly, you really concentrate on your food, you'll eat less. But while we're sitting there watching TV, like, you know, football. I mean, I could just sit there and watch football, and I don't buy chips. But if I did have chips, I could go through a whole bag without even realizing I was sitting there eating. Now, remember, if you're going to be taking in any amount of calories, you might as well enjoy every savoring bite. But we don't do that, which is why watching TV is kind of detrimental for our diet, because we eat as we watch and we don't even realize we ate. So all of a sudden the plate's empty and you're like, well, I got to get more food. I didn't even realize I ate or I had eaten. And it's a horrible behavior that we do. You know, lately with my family, we make sure we shut off the TV. But I got to tell you, it is fun when we bring up all our food, and I try to bring up healthy food, you know, I bring up the vegetable tray, etc., and the kids call it movie night, where we kind of sit there picnic style, eat our dinner while watching a movie. Now, as long as I make sure everybody has a finite amount of food on their plate, I'll allow it. But they don't seem to enjoy the food as much, because, again, they want to eat, and it's something that people like to do. I love, you know, being able to sit there and watch TV and eat. I mean, it is, but it just, it's a more dangerous way of packing on calories. Now we have these video games. And these video games have actually, I think, changed the way kids, the way we were in terms of boredom, and the way we handle boredom, and the way we handle our spare time. I mean, you know, if I really stop to think about it, I don't think I really have 5 minutes in the day where I could just sit, kick back, relax, and do nothing. I don't. And maybe because I don't allow myself to. I have so many things I need to do and so many reports and work on the book and classes that I'm teaching and things like that. I mean, I have my week so packed that maybe I do that so I'm not bored. I am a workaholic. I know that. I'll give myself that diagnosis hands down. Definitely a workaholic. So anyway, with this study, the kids were split into three groups. One that played a game promoting candy, another that played a game promoting fruit, and a third whose game promoted a non-food toy. Then they had 69 children who did not play any games. The sample size was 200 students. After 5 minutes of gaming, the kids were allowed to have a snack, which would be chosen from two bowls of candy and two bowls of fruit. The researchers found that the kids who played either of the games marketing food ended up eating more calories than the kids who played the game that promoted a toy or didn't play a game at all. I'm surprised that a study like this holds water, because of course kids are going to reach for the candy. You're giving them free food. Really. They say the kids who played the candy game ate 202 calories afterwards, and those who played the fruit game ate 183 calories. Yet the kids who played the toy game, the toy promoting game, ate 130 calories of the snacks, and kids who didn't play at all only ate 106 calories. So they think these games, or these advert games that are supposed to be marketing to kids, are actually making them hungry. Now, does an actual computer make you hungry? Does a game make you hungry? Swimming always did. Anytime I'd go swimming, I would be starving. It's weird. With another workout, no, I wouldn't be hungry. But when it comes to swimming, so that's an activity I would say would make me hungry. With me, I'm on the computer all day, so it doesn't. I do get hungry after being on the radio. Anytime I do a shift, 3 hours, sometimes I've even done 4 hours if I ever do morning drive, I need to eat. I get hungry. So, but is it because I've been talking for 4 hours straight and I'm burning up energy talking? Or is it because I've been on a computer? So I don't know, it's kind of interesting. But guys, you know, for those of you that, you know, have your New Year's resolution to lose weight and figure out how to curb some of the extra eating you're doing, that's really something to look at. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I always love stories like this where identical twin mothers in Ohio gave birth the same day and nothing was planned. Apparently, Aiden and Donovan were born. The babies were born about 2 hours apart. To Ohio mothers who are identical twins. The Akron Beacon Journal reports that the 19-year-old mothers Amy and Ashley Nelson were never really raised to do things alike, didn't plan the births to come at the same time, but their due dates were about a week apart. But Donovan was born afternoon on December 31st, 2012. Aiden was born at 2 p.m. They were delivered by the same doctor at SUMA Akron City Hospital. That stuff is cool. It just, I mean, you wonder, you know, when twins get pregnant at the same time. You know, I would love to know a little bit more if this really happened that way. Okay, because, you know, obviously if you have a twin, you know, I mean, environmentally, you know, the sex and the fertilization could be very variable. I get that. But whenever you hear identical twins giving birth the same day, you know, you just wonder, was there any sort of manipulation, any sort of induction, any planning on when they got pregnant? But still, it's even if so, that's still pretty cool. And pretty miraculous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you that won't think this is cool, is a man had a little benign tumor grow in his eye, and it actually had hair with it. And the type of tumor this was is something that we've talked about a lot on the show, a dermoid tumor. But it was on his eye. It was called a limbal dermoid tumor. Now, this little tumor was about 5 to 6 millimeters. He's a 19-year-old man who they believe has had it most of his life. Usually, these get diagnosed in childhood, adolescent, 20s, etc. And the little tumor was sprouting hairs. It comes from the ectodermal layer that creates your hair and teeth, keratin, right, when you're born. And I guess this tumor, it's a very cute little round thing. It was on his eyeball. These tumors can actually, like I say, have teeth, cartilage, etc. It started to interfere with his life, and apparently he was seen by doctors in Tabriz University of Medical Sciences in Tabriz, Iran. Again, he didn't have pain, but he was having some vision defects, some mild discomfort on blinking, because the thing is, I mean, a 5-6 millimeter tumor in the eye, on the eye, is kind of huge. He had been grown with it, but it started to grow a little bit more as he got older. His right eye vision dropped to 20 over 60, and of course he began to see it more. Now, you know, some of you are like, I can't believe, why would people let it grow to that size? Well, think about it. If you had something on your eye, okay, would you want somebody going and taking a scalpel and removing it? Okay, not a lot of us like having surgery. That was something I had to learn as a medical student very easily. You know, it was very easy for me as a medical student and then as an intern and as a resident, as a doctor, for me to tell people, go get your mammogram, go get your colonoscopy, go get the surgery, go get the hysterectomy. Very easy for me to do that. Then all of a sudden I had a tumor on my ovary, which they believe was a dermoid, but they weren't sure. So I had the chance of this being cancerous and my possibly having to have everything removed before I started my family. And it was a very scary time. It was very scary to think that I was going to be artificially put under and somebody was going to, you know, cut me open. Luckily, I had a phenomenal doctor, and that made me feel somewhat relaxed. But, you know, now it's easy. I mean, I go for my colonoscopy, my EGD, hernia surgery. I mean, I'm running in and out of the OR. Easy, easy squeezy, although it's expensive. But for most of us, I mean, you know, it's a very, very scary type of experience. Now, his surgery was successful. They did remove the hairy tumor. But his vision didn't improve because he still had lazy eye and an astigmatism. You know, sometimes if you're not able to have your eye in the most ideal position or, you know, ideal state, you'll have vision issues. Now, these dermoid tumors affect 2 in every 10,000 people, men and women equally. Many people have them in childhood, are aware of that. Some of them notice them in early adolescence. So that's what's going on there. All right, now, we had a report that 1 in 24 people, or 4.2%, admit to falling asleep at the wheel. Now, this was a study done by the CDC. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, that looked at 147,000 people 18 or older in Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Oregon, Texas, and Wyoming. So we're looking at a huge map of the United States. And they were basically doing behavioral risk factor surveillance. And survey takers had to, you know, bring up, I guess, answer questions about their sleep, how many hours of sleep, etc., and drowsy driving in the last 30 days. They say men were more likely to sleep while driving than women, 5.3% versus 3.2%. And these are people who admitted it, not to mention people who remembered, right? I mean, some of you, you don't even know you slept. You just thought that you were just spacing out. But some of you actually probably fall asleep and not realize it. They say, which kind of blew my mind, younger drivers were more likely to doze off than older ones. They say more than 4.9% of the 18 to 44-year-old age group compared to 1.7% of the 65-year-old group. They say non-Hispanic whites were less likely to admit to driving drowsy, 3.2% versus 6.1% of non-Hispanic blacks, 5% of Hispanics, and 6% of all other races and ethnicity. Educational level, no effect. They say percentages were higher for people who were retired, students, homemakers, unemployed. Oregon had the lowest rates of drowsiness, driving at 2.5% while asleep, compared to Texas, who had the highest rate, 6.1% of drivers admitted to dozing off. Now, the CDC recommends getting at least 7 hours of sleep a day. I've been recommending 8 to 9. Now, we talked about in great detail, so I urge you to listen to the previous podcast, why these sleeping disorders may not all be your fault. True, many of you don't get enough sleep. True, many of you don't get a good quality deep sleep. Some of you have sleep apnea. So as we know what sleep apnea does, you wake up or you superficially sleep because you're not getting enough air. And your body doesn't want you to become hypoxic, so you kind of wake up. And maybe you do stay asleep the whole time, but you're so under-oxygenated that when you wake up, you're extremely fatigued. It's like working out for hours on end. Your body's not getting all the oxygen it needs, so you fatigue. And so even though those are the more common reasons, we spent a huge amount of time discussing medications, very common medications, that can make you sleepy. Now, we're not talking about the medications we commonly know, like your benzodiazepines, like your Valium or your Xanax or your Klonopin, or your sleep aids like Lunesta, Ambien, Sonata, or your antihistamines like Benadryl. We talked about medicines that you may not realize could cause sleepiness. Amlodipine, Norvasc, a blood pressure medicine, has been shown for some people to cause sleepiness. Captopril, Enalapril, these are blood pressure medicines in the ACE family, ARB family. I've had patients on Losartan, Atacand, these medications that just, make them sleepy when they take it. So I'm like, okay, take it at night. Atenolol is a blood pressure medication. I tell people to take at night. Slows down the heart rate, can make you sleepy. But, we've kind of went through a list, and it was a pretty significant list, describing how some of these medications that you take every day, Zithromax, Z-Pak, an antibiotic like Zithromax can make you sleepy. And so you need to kind of be aware of this before you get behind the wheel. Because the last thing you want to do is fall asleep at the wheel, kill yourself, kill your passengers, kill somebody else, kill a kid running across the street. Aspirin had been found to cause fatigue. Even aspirin in the form of Furoset that we take for headaches that have caffeine had been found to cause fatigue. So if you are on a medication that doesn't have a warning put on by the pharmacy, ask the pharmacist, ask your doctor to double check, because maybe for your chemistry, it may not jive him and make you sleepy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There we go. Sorry. I'm sorry about that. The one thing I can't do is I can't type and talk at the same time. I wish I could. I could talk, walk, and chew gum. I just can't talk and type at the same time. We're getting some news in that Hillary Clinton is planning on going back to work in a week. Right? She had just dealt with dealing with a blood clot in her transverse venous sinus that drains the back of the head. And she is a trooper. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, wherever you are politically, okay, I mean, you have to admit that she really is kind of a hard worker. Kind of blows my mind. It does. I wouldn't myself probably go back. You know what? I would. I am such a workaholic. I would probably. I mean, I hear that. If the doctor said I was going to throw another blood clot, then I would probably panic a little bit. But if you think about it, if she's being hypocoagulated and she's being thinned and she has blood thinning, I would be probably a little afraid to drive. I would probably do that. I mean, I would probably hesitate on driving because I wouldn't want to get into a car accident with my blood being thin. But I am a workaholic. I probably would go back to work. So I guess Hillary Clinton is planning on going back to work. And from what I also understand, a report says that she is going to want to testify on the Benghazi hearing. So we'll have to keep you posted on that. That's kind of that's going to be very interesting. So that's what we have there with breaking news. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, we got an iPhone app. We have an Android app that you could download that's free. And visit my website. You can always email me with your medical questions at drdahlia.com. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. You could call into the show. If we're not live at the time that you call, you could always call into your answer line. The answer line is 1-877-DOC-DALI, and we will play your question on the next day that we do a live broadcast. And, of course, email us at drdahlia.com. When you are on my website, don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are cruising to Alaska. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Make sure you check that out. So some of today's highlights in the news was this case, not a highlight, though, where two teenagers decided to drug one of the girl's parents because there was a strict curfew on surfing the web after 10 p.m. Mom and dad insisted that the internet be shut off by 10 p.m. So the 15-year-old and the 16-year-old girls decided to come up with a plan where they brought home milkshakes for mom and dad. All right. I think one of them was a friend and the other was the daughter. And they put sedatives. This happened in Rockland, California. The parents passed out. They woke up. Now, they didn't finish their drinks. They said they kind of could tell that something was in there. But before they could do anything, they passed out, fell asleep. They woke up at 1 a.m., realized something was wrong. Next day, went to the police department, bought these $5 drug test kits, and were found they were drugged. They aren't telling us what it was. To me, I would think it would be Ambien. That's kind of easy for these kids to get out of the parents' medicine cabinets and able to throw into a drink that they could blend, you know, a milkshake you could blend. Just blows your mind how these 15, 16-year-olds are that, you know, malicious and that creative, right? Maliciously creative. Don't you think if that were, they were that maliciously creative, they could think of something else to do at 10 o'clock at night rather than surf the internet? Anyway, these kids will face time in juvenile hall, charged with conspiracy and willfully mingling a pharmaceutical into food. All right. And the parents are going to go forward and press charges. I think they should. I think they should. I mean, these girls committed a felony. I don't know what drug it was. Again, I'm assuming it would be something like Ambien because of the speed at which it worked. The parents woke up at 1 a.m, kind of hungover. If they didn't get a full sleep, Ambien could do that, but any sedative could, to be honest with you. It just, some people don't fall asleep with Valium. Some people don't fall asleep with Xanax. But then again, on these drug test kits, it's very easy to pick up benzodiazepine. So, like I said, as we get information on this, I'll keep you posted. But, you know, it just blows my mind that the kids would do that to the parents. And just so they could use the internet. Pretty scary stuff. So if your kids, who usually really do nothing for you, right, you have to always yell at them like I have to with my kids to clean up after themselves and shut the refrigerator door and put down the toilet seat. All of a sudden, out of the blue goes, here, I made you something to drink when you didn't really ask for it. I would probably raise an eyebrow and go, you know what, I'll pass. Don't give it to them to drink. Also in today's news, people are complaining of having a shorter penis after prostate cancer treatment. Apparently, there's a certain number of men who say after they had their prostate cancer treatment, they found their penises to be shorter. According to researchers from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Brigham and Women's Cancer Center Boston, these patients said this unexpected side effect has interfered with their intimate relationships, and they are now questioning and regretting the type of treatment that they had chosen. Now, what they did is they looked at 984 men who had recurrent prostate cancer. All right, 54% had the prostate surgically removed, a radical prostatectomy, 24% received radiation combined with the hormone blocking treatment, and 22% chose to only undergo radiation. They said now a small percentage, 2.6% of the men, reported that their penis was shorter following treatment, but the rate did depend on therapy. The men who had the prostate surgically removed only appeared to have more concerns with their penis size as opposed to the 2.7% who had received male hormone blocking drugs. The radiation therapy group didn't have any complaints of changes in penis size. Now, nobody actually measured the penis size before the treatment, so we can't say objectively if any of this happened. This is men being surveyed after their treatment saying, look, this, it happened to me. Now, you also wonder, did people just raise their hand and complain and go, I'd like to add this? Or when people are asked a question, do they go, huh, let me think about it. Yeah, I guess it is shorter, and answer yes. Sometimes you have to be very careful with some of these surveys and some of these studies when they're done like that. If you ask a question, like, for example, you know, the study where we were talking about 1 in 24 people falling asleep behind the wheel. You know, what? How was the study written? Were there all these questions where people were answering yes to? You know, do you not get enough sleep? Do you party? Do you drink alcohol? Do you fall asleep behind the wheel? You know, some people doing these surveys can just very quickly put yes, 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 yes. I mean, you're hoping that they're really putting a lot of thought and spending, you know, a finite amount of time per each question. But sometimes that doesn't happen. So they say basically, you know, this was more these men's opinions, thinking that their size had changed. But could this happen? Well, yeah, it could. I mean, you know, many people do have erectile tissue damage. They have scarring. There could be nerves that are cut off, vascular structures compromised during these radical prostatectomies. So that could then innervate a penis less, call it to cause it to contract if they're shrinking, shorten. There's less vascularity. So yes, it could happen. My recommendation is to do a study where they actually do measure as accurately as they can, and then see what happens. Because obviously people are having prostate surgery very frequently. What I'm a little worried about this is it was a small study, and I don't want men afraid to go and get treatment for their prostate cancer because they're afraid that their penis would shorten. And again, we're not talking by a lot. So just something to think about. All right, a lot more in the news today. I guess antidepressants were not found to cause newborn death or stillborn. All right, during pregnancy, we're still concerned about autism, but that came out in the news. And being overweight just a little bit may not hurt you, may actually help you compared to being skinny or obese. So that was also in the news today. Definitely go to my podcast, but I will be back tomorrow live, 9 to noon Pacific time. Can't wait to talk to you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.